This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The shooter who assassinated political activist Charlie Kirk and then jumped off a roof and vanished is still at large. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper reports on a late-night news conference in Orem, Utah.
Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason says of the latest batch of still photos released by the FBI of the person of interest,
you're going to see a very distinctive T-shirt with an American flag and appears to have an eagle on it. There's also a baseball cap with a triangle on it and a pair of sunglasses.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox makes a plea.
We cannot do our job without the public's help right now. The public has answered our call for action. So far, we've received more than 7,000 leads and tips.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Governor Cox says Utah will seek the death penalty for the shooter. In Washington, President Trump talked about Kirk.
I'm pleased to announce that I will soon be awarding Charlie Kirk posthumously the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang reports on the mix of politics and violence.
Kirk's assassination is the latest in a surge of politically violent acts against people in both parties, including two attempts on the president's life last year, the arson of a Democratic governor's home in Pennsylvania, and the murder of a Democratic state legislator and her spouse in Minnesota.
We've learned more about the shooting at Evergreen High School in Jefferson County, Colorado, Wednesday. Jackie Kelly, a spokesperson for the county sheriff's office, identified the suspect as 16-year-old Desmond Holly.
Based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect, he was radicalized by some extremist network.
Two student victims are still in the hospital. The suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. California lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill today that would phase out forever chemicals like Teflon, known as PFAS, from cookware. CBS News reporter Tracy Wolf has more.
If you own a nonstick pan, then you are likely exposed to PFAS from the Teflon coating, which lawmakers and environmental health experts warn could pose a risk to human health. But celebrity chef Rachel Ray and others are pushing back against the legislation, arguing nonstick pans are safe as long as they're used responsibly and aren't overheated. Longtime PFAS critic, actor Mark Ruffalo, responded to Ray on social media, asking her to support the ban to further protect public health. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
Britain's Prince Harry has arrived in Ukraine for a surprise visit to support wounded service members. Ukraine is bidding to host the Invictus Games in 4 years. Harry founded the Games, a competition for wounded, injured, and sick service members and veterans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Your car steering wheel could be a ticking time bomb. At least 24 people have died and many more injured because their airbags fired shrapnel at them upon inflating. Tens of millions of cars have been recalled. If you suffered cuts that required stitches, hearing or vision loss, or broken bones, please contact us today. You could be owed money for medical bills and other damages.
Morgan & Morgan. Visit us at badairbags.com for an office near you. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Downton Abbey, the grand finale, hits theaters today.
Can't you see what this means for Downton?
Downton Abbey, the grand finale, being billed as the final chapter in the beloved TV and film series, has the entire original cast in place, with the exception of the iconic Dame Maggie Smith.
Who pays for it? Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Her presence was really felt.
Lady Mary Michelle Dockery says the Dowager Countess still very much a part of Downton.
She's talked about a lot in the film, and we were so fortunate to have worked with her for such a long time.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
The 77th Primetime Emmy nominations are out, leaving you 2 months to get caught up on series before the trophies are handed out. The leading nominees include Severance on Apple TV Plus with 27 nods and HBO Max's The White Lotus. Now, if you press for time, several series like The Studio and Adolescence can be binged watched in 5 hours or less. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Some patchy fog possible early. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and another stellar September day with a high of 74. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible late. Otherwise, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 77. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. We'll be right back.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh,
If this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Into the light.
Maybe then I'll
go turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
Once again.
news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Sweet as the punch. is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
WRJN. mountain.
Getting late, oh please don't hesitate.
Take a good look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
beard and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Without his life, Lord, CBS News Brief. Investigators have released newly enhanced photos and video of the gunman suspected of assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah. Governor Spencer Cox.
This is not just a local matter here in Utah. We have people all over the country that are helping to bring this perpetrator to justice for Charlie Kirk and his family.
Members of Congress from both sides of the aisle taking new security steps in the wake of Kirk's killing. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We're in a deliberate review process right now to determine what measures are appropriate.
We're learning more about the 16-year-old suspected school shooter in Colorado who wounded two classmates at Evergreen High this week. Jackie Kelly's with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
The suspect brought quite a bit of ammunition with him and he continued to reload. I think we're very, very grateful that there were not more injuries.
The shooter died by suicide. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the